On Cape Talk.
Milikaya Zagagana, welcome. It's great to have you.
Good morning, Clarence, and to the listeners.
So you are behind the lines. We haven't heard enough from the police. They're obviously doing their investigations. Is there anything additional about these mass shootings in Khayelitsha that you have been able to find?
Well, at the moment, there are no arrests that we know about the two shooting incidents that happened in Fezzer Street and Ngomo Street in Harare yesterday. According to the police, these incidents happened just 3 hours away from each other.
There were three people
that were shot, and 3 hours later, there were five people that were shot. These scenes are not far away from
each other. And both shootings, are in Harare.
Yeah,
okay.
They are both in Harare, and the streets in which they happened, they are very close to each other. They both happened in the early hours of the morning, and they were found at the break of a day, scattered around the area.
Wow.
With gunshot wounds. And according to the community leader in that area, is that the victims that were shot are people that are known to the area to be, you know, involved in criminal activities. That's what he said.
Okay, so I know, and it's coming through, they suspecting that these two incidents are linked.
Yes, that's what the police suspect, that they have been actually killed by the same suspects. That's what they are suspecting, because they are close to each other, and they happened, you know, almost you know, the same time and in the same way.
Is there a gang activity over there that you know of, or that the police are maybe alluding to?
In the area of Khayelitsha, we don't really know about any like gang contested areas, but what we hear is groups of criminals that are contesting, you know, with Somali shops. You know, they are group of criminals that own certain shops.
Okay, as in protection money. Yeah,
so that's basically a contested kind of thing in the township currently. It's those Somali shops who gets to own certain shops in what area.
Okay, what is interesting is that you say the bodies were found scattered across the community. It wasn't like in one place.
They were not in one place. Probably you could say maybe they were running away from whoever was busy assassinating them. So they were just scattered around the area.
So clearly targeted assassinations, is that what you're saying?
You can say that.
Okay.
You can say that.
And the community, the community must be so scared in the wake of you know, ongoing mass shootings in the area generally.
Yeah, well, it depends. Sometimes you would find residents that say they were relieved certain people were actually shot because they were...
Criminal elements.
Yes.
Okay.
So... it's not always the case that people fear. Some people feel a sense of relief when, you know, a certain group of criminals.
So you're saying that there's a possibility of street justice here as well?
You can say that. It could be someone that was actually maybe robbed. Maybe it was retaliation. You could say it was something around those grounds.
But regardless, when you do these kind of things, you're actually thinking you're going to get away with it. It's that impunity that I don't understand. And it does relate to policing. People maybe not thinking they're going to get arrested. Just what is the quality of policing in Khayelitsha? It's been under the spotlight for a long time. What is the community saying?
Well, I attended an imbizo in Hanover Park last Sunday, where the Minister of Police, Bekicele, was addressing the gang violence in the area that is ongoing currently. Well, he was met with, you know, with very he was met with very angry residents. Okay. And what the people of Hanover Park were saying that, look, Minister, there is not enough investment in policing in our townships. But the minister said, look, I invest in more than any other province in South Africa. I invest a lot of policing resources in the Western Cape.
Well, we're certainly not getting bang for buck.
Yes. So I would say
it's not about money.
It's not basically about money. So the minister said, look, we're still coming. You know, there are other 10,000 recruits that are coming in this year that are being trained. That will be deployed across South Africa as well. But
boots on the ground is going to help. But if there's no strategy in place, then it's going to be futile as well. If there's no concerted kind of strategy.
Yeah.
But we're going to have to wrap it up. Your closing words.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. One of the things that were actually said was that there is also corruption in police. That's why there is ineffectiveness in terms of, you know, policing,
yeah,
because there are police that are also involved in these criminal activities. That's why you wouldn't really find effective policing in these townships.
We've got to wrap it there. Melekaya Zagagana, yeah, EWN reporter, bringing us up to speed. Mass shootings in Khayelitsha. Yes.